910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The avalanche of President Trump's executive orders continued with the signing of one banning trans women from competing in women's sports.
In front of women and young girls in sports uniforms, President Trump signed an executive order directing federal agencies, including the Justice Department, to interpret federal Title IX rules as prohibiting the participation of transgender girls and women in female sports categories.
With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over.
The executive order mandates immediate enforcement.
ABC's Karen Travers. The NCAA says it will take necessary steps to get in line with the order. A federal judge in Maryland struck down Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. This is the second judge to void the order. Planet Earth keeps warming up. Copernicus, the European Union Climate Service, says Earth warmed a yet another monthly heat record in January, a degree and a half warmer than January of last year. This is ABC News. From the You Never Know file, ABC's Alex Stone.
In this audio, recorded by a person on board, fellow passengers were holding down and restraining a man who allegedly punched a seat and a window on a Frontier Airlines flight from Denver to Houston. The window appears to have cracked and there was damage to the interior of the plane around it and blood. Houston police say the man was restrained on board and calmed down when the plane landed in Houston. Frontier did not want to press charges and nobody was arrested. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Black Sabbath reunion. Promoters say Ozzy Osbourne will reunite with all of the original members of Black Sabbath for the first time in 20 years. The Back to the Beginning show set for July 5th at Villa Park in Birmingham, England, home of the city's leading Premier League soccer team. The gig said to be the last for Osbourne. He'll deliver his own short set before Sabbath bandmates join him. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a three-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusco.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying, in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with snow showers for tonight, 2 to 4 inches by dawn. Temps drop back into the low 20s, and readings fall into the teens for tomorrow afternoon, especially as the wind picks up, gusts 30 to 40 miles an hour. Sunny in upper teens Friday. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
In the 3 o'clock hour with my special guest co-host Tom Polsiewicz, we discuss how Trump's heartless ethnic purges will make you and your family less safe right here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Wednesday to you, the middle of the week. It is our day for middays with Mark. We'll be with Congressman Pocan in just a second. Also in the second hour of our program, my daily take today, the billionaire coup is almost complete and no one so far has stopped it. Can we return to democracy? Also, after being sworn in 2 weeks ago, Trump is ready to invade and do ethnic cleansing in Gaza. This is now the fifth country he's talked about invading, right? In the third hour of our, also more news. Are some Democrats still supporting Trump's picks? Yes. Is Trump's science purging women? Yes. Are white nationalists being welcomed into our government? Yes. Wild stuff. In our third hour, federal health workers are expressing fear and alarm after a website called DEI Watchlist published the photos, names, and public information of federal workers. Who's feeding them that information? And the CIA is offering buyouts to the entire workforce. What could possibly go wrong? It's just absolutely breathtaking. But for our first hour, our entire first hour, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan.house.gov is his website. You can find him over on Blue Sky at Pocan.house.gov. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. And I have a couple of questions for you. As you can imagine. First off, we see that Elon Musk is deconstructing the government. And I there's two ways to look at this. One is, you know, this is part of the attack on government that Ronald Reagan started, or that David Koch arguably started in 1980. When he called for shutting down all government agencies, basically, except for the police agencies and the military and the judiciary. The Department of Defense, USAID was investigating Starlink, the Inspector General. SpaceX, the Inspector General for Department of Defense investigating SpaceX, he gets canned. Starlink is being investigated by USAID. That gets shut down. The Inspectors General for Justice, Transportation, and Securities and Exchange, all investigating Tesla. They get shut down. IG for Transportation and Agriculture investigating Neuralink. They get shut down. Securities and Exchange Commission looking into X, actually, and the Federal Trade Commission. And I don't know if their inspectors general got shut down or not, but I believe so. Dodge has also taken control of the Office of Personnel Management. And so the wild thing about that is that if they control the Treasury funds and the tax refunds, then they can access tax returns. This is what one of our friends writes. They can open competitors' schedules and study any corporate expenditures and strategies interest Musk. They can open their neighbors, their in-laws, their professors, and their ex-girlfriend's tax returns. They can open the return of anyone who insults them on the news or social media. They can wreak havoc on tax refunds, deductions, Social Security payments, or any other federally funded transaction with a press of a button, wipe out all funding for an organization like USAID. I mean, this seems to me like a coup. Without the traditional, like Pinochet, where the guys show up with guns and half tracks. This instead was geeks with hard drives. But this sure looks to me like a coup. What say you?
Yeah. So first of all, I mean, Elon Musk should be fired, right? We've got to do everything we can, I think, as
well. He was never hired, was he?
Well, he's technically a special government employee, right? But that's part of the question is he's gotten over $20 billion, in federal contracts for his various businesses and some undisclosed for Starlink, including or Skylink, including for actions with Ukraine. So more than $20 billion of contracts. And I, as a member of Congress, can't have a federal contract. Almost every federal employee can't have a federal contract, especially if it has anything to do with their area that they work in the federal government. And yet this guy is one of the biggest beneficiaries of welfare from the government through government contracts. And now he has access to what programs and what funding is going to occur.
And his competitors.
And his competitors. So I introduced a bill today called the Eliminating the Looting of Our Nation by Mitigating an Ethical State Kleptocracy Act, which, to be a little more simple, it's the Elon Musk Act that specifically would take away his federal contracts if he's going to be a special government employee, because you can't be both. He's grifting the nation by redirecting funds. And this way, think about it. Any agency, you want to get on good side, find a contract for one of Elon Musk's businesses, right? Like, everything about this is filthy. It's dirty. Talk about draining the swamp. I mean, this is, building a mountain of swamp in Washington, even more so with what Elon Musk is doing. So we've got to stop him and, of course, Donald Trump, who he's purchased fully and completely from doing this stuff. But we are somewhat limited as members of Congress because we don't have the House and the Senate. The Senate has a few rules where they can slow some things down, but what we can do is a couple-fold. One, the groups that are doing litigation right now, it's really, really important, and we need to support those groups that are doing litigation, stopping bills, and there are now litigation trackers you can get on your phone and then keep up with all the litigation, but a lot of groups are doing a lot of good. Two, communication. We have to talk about exposing the stuff you just said, the bill I put out there to talk about these federal contracts that he gets, which again shows the impropriety of what he's doing, and then make sure that people communicate that message. Because at some point, they clearly are overreaching, and at some point, even the people who drink the most Kool-Aid are going to be affected or get pissed off, and that's what we've got to get them to. But right now, we just need a couple Republicans in the House to do the right thing. But that means we need people pressure from around the country to put that pressure on them. So we're going to share information. We need people to help us get that out. We need to support the litigation. And where we can do things legislatively, we're going to try to. But my guess is more of the actions are going to be between litigation and communication, people power, us working inside and outside to fight for really the soul of our country.
Yeah, I should qualify my statements by saying that we don't know to what extent Musk was involved in the decisions to get rid of inspectors general in various agencies. The headline over at Drudge right now, that USAID was investigating one of Musk's companies. It's wild. What beyond this, what are Democrats doing? I've been pitching this idea for some time, and Timothy Snyder as well. I've been on this for two decades now. The Democrats need to create a shadow government. I was calling for this during the Bush administration, the George W. Bush administration, that Democrats should designate somebody to be the shadow secretary of transportation, the shadow secretary of state, the shadow secretary of the treasury, who could call press conferences, who could speak on essentially behalf, the sense of the party. Is the problem that the party is just so disorganized? Is Ken Martin going to bring some order to all this? Or is it just going to be more happy talk and Chuck Schumer reading droning, boring speeches from the floor of the Senate?
Yeah, I mean, the fact is we don't have a figurehead for the Democratic Party right now. We don't have a president. We don't have a vice president. We've got governors. We've got senators. You've got members of Congress. You have others. But there's no one person. And, you know, let's hope the DNC can do something different than they have for my entire lifetime, which, bluntly, they haven't been that relevant to me because they haven't done that role. I hope that maybe they can do that. But honestly, right now, we're all trying to figure out what we can do best while they're flooding the zone with attacks. I mean, yeah. From, you know, as you mentioned, the number of countries he wants to invade, most recently his comments about Gaza and the U.S. taking over. You know, the problem is we got to figure out what's the 20 or 25% of what he says that's real and make sure we focus on that. We know that the big prize they want is the reconciliation bill, a tax break for the wealthiest, for Elon Musk, for Jeff Bezos, for Mark Zuckerberg. And just to extend what they already did for the wealthiest in the last Trump administration, that's $4 trillion over 10 years. So that's why they won't raise revenue. They probably can't go into debt like last time because there's enough Republicans that might not go along with that. So they have to cut programs. And that's why Elon Musk is going around doing what he's doing, making sure that he's grifting along the way because he's going to protect programs. You know, I've yet to hear them really talk seriously about the Pentagon at all as they're talking about savings. But they went after USAID and they make it sound like, you know, because a lot of people don't realize how foreign aid benefits them here at home. But it does quite a bit. And I think sometimes we don't talk about it in as plain and simple as way as we need to. So right now, we're all out there, you know, doing everything we can. There's a lot of rallies. We're doing things to support federal employees that currently are especially under attack this week. But remember, the ultimate grift is the tax bill in April, and everything is building up to that. And that's why they're doing what they're doing right now.
Right. He's got to if he wants to give a $4 trillion gift to billionaires and himself.
Yes.
Trump and Musk need to figure out how to cut $4 billion of federal spending.
Four trillion.
Yeah. Excuse me. Thank you very much. Yeah. And because if you're going to do, you know, another tax break under reconciliation like they did last time, it can't be filibustered, but it also can't raise the national debt. I get it. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing Wisconsin and the U.S. part of Wisconsin, the U.S. House of Representatives. We'll be back with your calls for Representative Pocan.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay tuned.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day. The guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet.
Yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain, and they all actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, my favorite product is their sleep product. Once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to recipes straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now you can save 20% with a promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com, and to get your 20% discount, use that promo code TOM.
In the small acts of kindness, in the words we say.
Welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. And Dennis in Aptos, California, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, real quickly, I've got one on Musk. Born in Ingol, thought he scored a try. He is South African after all. I heard he wasn't very good at the sport of rugby either, and he's a big guy. Anyway, a question for Mark Pocan would be, how many seats away are we exactly from taking back the House? I understand a Democrat won a seat in Iowa last week. Is Stefanik's seat still open? If a Democrat wins, don't we take back the House? Aren't we one seat away?
The Iowa seat was in the legislature. We have 215 seats. You need 218, so we're down three. The Republicans, though, are down a few seats because of appointments by Donald Trump. But to be honest, they're more leaning Republican districts or outright Republican districts. But right now, they can't lose a single vote in the House of Representatives because they have 217. We have 215. You can't pass a bill with 216 to 216. Now, to add complexity, Tom, and I'm trying not to do this, but we have a lot of members any given day are gone. Honestly, if we have more people gone than them, they can pass more things. If they have more people gone than us, they can't take votes. So it's a mess in many ways, but we need three seats to take the majority. And just to give you some idea of how this works, North Carolina, when they gerrymandered seats after the normal process, that was three seats they took away just in North Carolina. We would have had the majority had it not been for the gerrymandering in North Carolina in the last election.
Wow. Wow. Incredible. Roger in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman, and thank you for being on Tom's show. As a retired federal employee, I wanted to ask, I know that you do occasionally talk across the aisle and maybe to the Republican never-Trumpers, maybe give them some ideas to be like Clinton and Carter. When they did reductions in the federal workforces, they did a little more, to use Bush's phrase, kinder, gentler way. So I was offered by Clinton a buyout, and I think that was the first time the federal government did buyouts.
They used early retirement too, didn't they?
Yeah, well, that was it. You could get, I was able to retire at 50.
Yeah.
And 75 now. So I was also noticing that not only Carter did the Panama Canal differently than what Trump is talking about, but Carter did zero-based budgeting. So that, again, is a kinder, gentler way of reducing the federal work.
Let's get the Congressman's response to that, Roger. Great stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, Roger, I think the problem is, you said about the never-Trumpers the other side of the aisle. They don't exist. They are like flying unicorns, right? You know, we talk about them a lot. But in Congress, once Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger left, you've got people who may not like them, but will never, ever, ever say it out loud because they're afraid. There is no Republican right now who will stand up to Donald Trump, certainly in the House, and it's not much better in the Senate. So a lot of this is you know, great if it was a novel, but this is real life. We don't have Republican leaders right now standing up. So we've got to make them, and you make them by generating calls to their office and make them bluntly afraid that they're going to lose their seat in the next election. That's how you get changed.
In other words, now might be a more important time to call your Republican senators and members of the House.
Got very, very much so.
Yeah, got it. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman program. We'll be back with more of your calls for the Chair Emeritus, the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Congressman Mark Pocan. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Pocan.house.gov is his website. You can find his Blue Sky account at Rep. Mark Pocan. And the same thing, at Pocan.house.gov, excuse me, on Blue Sky. And Rep. Mark Pocan.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The avalanche of President Trump's executive orders continued with the signing of one banning trans women from competing in women's sports.
In front of women and young girls in sports uniforms, President Trump signed an executive order directing federal agencies, including the Justice Department, to interpret federal Title IX rules as prohibiting the participation of transgender girls and women in female sports categories.
With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over.
The executive order mandates immediate enforcement.
ABC's Karen Travers. The NCAA says it will take necessary steps to get in line with the order. A federal judge in Maryland struck down Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. This is the second judge to void the order. Planet Earth keeps warming up. Copernicus, the European Union Climate Service, says Earth warmed a yet another monthly heat record in January, a degree and a half warmer than January of last year. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a three-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the eight-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory continues for snow overnight. By sunrise, we'll have 2 to 4 inches of snow on the ground from the overnight activity. Lows near 20 degrees. Thursday, early snow, clouds, and temperatures falling to near 10. Right now, it's 19.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some of the authors of Project 2025 now in the Trump administration. What are their plans for our country? All the details with Andra Watkins coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Minnesota, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Well, good morning, Representative Pocan. This is Donna in Rochester, and my husband, Chris, and I used to be your constituents when we lived in the Reedsburg area, and you were so kind to even go door-to-door with him when he was campaigning for the 50th District. And here we are in Rochester now, and we're still active, but we're 70-plus years, and we want to know the best way that we can help save or bring back our democracy.
Yeah, Donna, thank you. And, you know, Reedsburg, I'm very proud to have that in the district. And again, thanks to your husband for running for the legislature, you know, and being trying to be a part of the democracy that we all are in. The best ways are support the groups that are doing litigation right now, because that is our best way to stop things that are happening, and then help us get the communication out about what they're doing, specifically if it can help to organize people to reach out and have meetings with their Republican members of Congress. We need three people in the House to slip off on any bill to stop things from happening. And, you know, I had a record number, Tom, of calls to my district office in 12 plus years on Monday. And about half of them are on Elon Musk. So we need to make sure that's not happening so much to Democratic offices, but Republican offices, because that's where we have to do stuff. So, Donna, support the groups doing litigation. Two, help spread the communications that we put out there, specifically with people trying to meet with their Republican representatives to try to stop things in that way.
I would add to that that indivisible.org has a hell of a toolkit set over on their website. A lot of things you can do with them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Ann, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes. Hi, Representative Pocan. And thank you, Tom, so much for having him on. I'm calling because I think that words matter, and Democrats have got to start using words effectively. Right now, I'm hearing words like scared and fearful for the things that Donald Trump is doing. And I don't want to hear that. I want to hear angry, irate, furious. Because those words, I think, mean a little bit more. And I also think that they're not nice people inside, in my opinion. And I think when we hear words like fearful and scared, the empathy in us kind of kicks in. And so we get concerned. There, when they hear that we're scared and fearful, I think that it actually elates them. And so I think that we need to stop using those words. And I would also like to say that I think that we need to connect Musk to Trump as much as possible. He needs to be Trump's guy's Musk, because Musk is going to be the scapegoat. And in addition, when we're speaking about U.S. aid, I think that we need to draw back, because I immediately think of 9/11. And I think about why having friends around the world matters, and why having stable governments around the world matters that are friendly to the U.S.
Thank you, Ann. So, Congressman?
Yeah, first, I mean, when I had my town hall, I told people I'm pissed off. And I think we all should be pissed off. But you got to do something with that. And honestly, you know, just filling 280 characters on Twitter or Blue Sky, a few fewer characters, isn't enough. We have to be doing a little more. So I'm glad when people are asking what they can do. Hopefully we've helped provide that. And secondly, I agree. I think, you know, with everything, they're flooding the zone. They want us to not be able to focus on any one thing. I know their goal of all of this is for that tax cut bill for the wealthiest in this country. So one, keep that in your mind as you're doing it. But I agree. I think Elon Musk is the one to focus on. And don't forget, he's the one who paid for Donald Trump's victory. I mean, 270 $274, I think it is, or $277 million of his money he put towards Donald Trump and Republicans in election efforts. So let's focus on that. He could never get elected on his own. He now has more power than the president in many ways. He's going around doing all this. And I don't think even, someone who drinks an occasional glass of MAGA Kool-Aid is going to support that in what he's doing and having access to our data and all the rest. So I agree. Let's keep it simple, because you simply can't tackle every single issue right now.
And that's not to mention Elon Musk spinning the algorithm over at Twitter to favor Trump running up to the election. How is that not an in-kind contribution, and why is there not a lawsuit around that?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully some groups maybe are looking at that. We also feel that Democratic members of Congress have been seriously ramped back on X as well for information. And that's fine, because honestly, it always kind of was a sewer. It's now, you know, a very, very messy sewer with all these MAGA folks feeling emboldened with what's happening. Look, it's still a lot of people are on there, so we use it. It's kind of like, you know, whether or not you communicate on Fox, and there's a debate on that. We're still using X right now, but understand that they're manipulating lots of ways people get information. So really, they're getting more misinformation and disinformation than anything else.
Yeah, and I saw a report yesterday that 47.5% of all traffic right now on the internet is from bots. So that has to play into it, too. Mark in South Bend, Indiana, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, Congressman Pocan. Always great to chime in with you and Tom also. Tom, you mentioned about Trump's proposed tax cut on corporations and individuals to be $6 trillion, and everything that he's trying to eliminate won't even be a drop in a bucket, won't even come near a trillion. Now, my question is for Congressman Pocan is this. Is the Congressional Budget Office going to do a markup on his proposed tax cut and the tariff that he's installing with executive orders, all the proposed tariff income? Is the Congressional Budget Office going to come up with a markup score for that amount of money?
Oh, that's interesting. And will that tariff income also be money that they can use to cut taxes on billionaires?
Yeah, I don't know about the tariff part of it, but don't forget the Congressional Budget Office is under a Republican majority in the House and the Senate. So that's one factor. And also, I think it's important, Tom, just for everyone to understand, when we say $4 trillion, that's over 10 years. And don't forget, you know, any given budgets for a year. So the numbers are a little different. And I think when you're talking the $6 trillion, what I didn't mention was the additional corporate tax cut that we're hearing they want to go down to 15%. The $4 trillion I'm talking about over 10 years simply would extend the current tax cuts for the wealthy that Trump did forward. Anything additional costs more, and certainly if they go more into corporate, it'll cost more. But that's over a 10-year window. So just to help, if they find a way to cut $1 trillion in one budget, really that's more like $10 trillion overall, right? And part of why they have to find money, and the money they're taking away, like we think today might be the day they go after the Department of Education. You know, if you start taking away funds that go for special ed and programs like that, again, more and more people are going to be affected. More and more of these people might have even voted for Donald Trump. They are overreaching, but we have to amplify that overreach. You know, on USAID, if I can, just real quick, one of the big rumors was money was going to Columbia for something transgender. It's not even close to true, but all the conservatives are putting it out there in social media. We have to get the truth out there and fight back, because there are enough people either who are independents or even who are, you know, Republicans, but not MAGA Republicans, that will listen, and they're overreaching, and they're going to be heard as well. We just have to share in getting that information out.
Larry in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. It's my opinion that the Federal Reserve has become a slush fund for the Republican Party. And I say that regarding quantitative easing, where the Fed, in my opinion, bought the Republicans, bought high tech by putting trillions of dollars into their coffers. And they let it be known that if Donald Trump becomes president, they will do it again. And while Biden was president, they took $2 trillion out. They put nearly $4 trillion in there and all that went into the stock market when Donald Trump was president. That was a very disadvantage to Biden trying to get a...
You're talking about quantitative easing and quantitative tightening. Yeah.
Yeah.
So your question for Congressman
Donald Trump, he got quantitative easing. Can we get transparency in the Fed so that we can know which companies are getting that quantitative easing and how much is being put in there on a minute-by-minute basis, just like when we look at the Dow, we can see that.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you could argue you could pass legislation that would require the Fed to provide that, but that means Mike Johnson is going to be doing that in the House, and I don't think so, right? You're right, but we have to get that information out still, nonetheless, on our own. I think that's an important part of what our role is right now as the resistance with these efforts happening. But, you know, we don't have the most powerful levers right now in the federal government at all. We've got many state legislatures. In fact, they told us today 77% of the Democratic members of Congress have a Democratic attorney general in their state. We need those Democratic attorney generals to do work along with Democratic governors, along with mayors and county executives in Democratic leaning areas, because Trump is trying to attack those blue areas the most. We need them to be generating many of these lawsuits and actions as well.
Senator Chris Murphy just held a press conference and said we have days, not weeks, to rescue democracy in America. I'm curious your thoughts on that as we hit this break here.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, I just keep looking at, I guarantee what they are up to is getting this tax break. This is their holy grail, and everything is kind of geared towards that, and flooding the zone is to make us try to lose focus. And my job is going to be to keep going after Elon Musk, because, you know, I think, you know, he really is the person right now that Trump's using, or Musk may be using Trump. Either way, they are in bed together on getting this done, and I'm going to keep my focus on that while we're hitting this other.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's 45 minutes past the hour, middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov, and you can find him over on Blue Sky at pocan.house.gov. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus taking your calls for the hour. We'll be right back with your calls from Congressman Mark Pocan. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. That,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious free thinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. Legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511. And become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here for Congressman Mark Pocan. Teresa in Missoula, Montana. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call. First-time caller, so I'm a little nervous here.
Well, thank you, Teresa.
I just want to say thank you, Tom, for all you do. And, Congressman, I'm very concerned about Musk taking over our government agencies. And I think it's great that congresspeople are showing up and that there's protests, but I'm very concerned about the fact that you can't even get in. I want to know if there's anything that can be done. Can you involve, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but can you involve, get a federal judge to help you out to stop what he's doing right now? And also, I would not like to know if there's anything you can do to protect our other agencies to keep him out. I understand today he's going to go to NOAA. If there's something you can do preemptively to say he cannot enter and take over our government agencies. And I appreciate you taking my question, and I'll take your answer offline, I guess.
Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah, thank you, Teresa, for being a first-time caller, too. we don't have the ability through legislation. We don't have the seats either in the House or Senate to advance things in that way. We don't have, therefore, the control of the House. So that's why Mike Johnson has to approve lawsuits for the House to be involved. Therefore, we can't. But litigation is crucial, and there are many outside groups doing that, and they are doing it on our behalf, and by our, I mean the American people's behalf, to stop these actions. So supporting those groups is really crucial right now, and there are trackers to see who's all doing that litigation, and I strongly advise people follow that. And we're going to keep getting the information out about that, but we're not letting up. It's just we don't have some of the powers that we have. Unfortunately, elections have consequences, and not being in the majority is part of why we can't do this. The good news is we're three seats short in the House. We think in 2026 we can pick that up, especially given the brazen nature of the Trump administration. But honestly, with the amount of damage happening right now, and their eye is really on this big tax bill coming up in April, now is the time we all have to be active and support any kind of litigation that can stop these things.
Sasha in Kent, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Well, thank you. Good day, gentlemen. I have the point for the talking point, and that is hit Putin hard. All of these actions are exactly what Putin wants. Tom pointed out earlier this week that USAID has won us friends around the world. Russia and China have fought to take it down, and boom, it's gone. We know that well, shall I say, President Musk and the Don are both Putin cohorts. I call the Don a Putin puppet myself. But hit that hard and keep on hitting it, I think.
Yeah, you know, I think what maybe gets lost a little bit, because there's a lot of folks in the D.C. area who have federal employees who are being impacted greatly by what's happening at USAID as an example. But what you just said is the most important part, Sasha, is that we all benefit from funding USAID. The work that we do to make sure that people are healthy around the world, make sure that we're healthy here in this country, the fact that we help economically some of these countries helps that there's commerce between our country and theirs. Right now, China is very aggressive in doing this in countries. If we completely disconnect from that involvement, China will do much more. And whether I'm not going to get into the China's an adversary debate, but I'm going to get into they are an economic competitor debate. And if you want jobs here, good paying family supporting jobs here, we need worldwide markets. And if you're not involved in the way that we've always been involved, we're going to be at a detriment. There are a lot of values besides just being humans, right, and caring about other humans, that's important. But when you're cutting, you know, HIV funding and you're cutting, you know, electricity funding to help, you know, have so they can store medicines, all the stuff that USAID does is tremendously important and helpful. But it also benefits us, ourselves, no matter where you live in the country. And I think that's part of the message we're not getting out.
Yeah, China has put hundreds of billions of dollars into Belt and Road, which is their version of USAID. And USAID, I think their budget was only $57 billion last year. I mean, it's pennies. It's a drop in the bucket. Congressman, we just have 15 seconds. Thoughts for the week?
You know, I'm not going to say you have to get the congressional line tattooed on yourself, but you should have it readily available. And especially if you're in Republican districts, you need to call them on every issue. They need to have the tallies. They need to know people in their districts don't support this. And tell them not to be pieces of parsley on the plate of a steak dinner. They have to be active and speaking out.
There you go. And the phone number is 202-224-3121. Congressman, thanks so much. It's always wonderful having you on the program. Really appreciate it again this week. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Yeah. Let's see. What's up next? Oh, the billionaire coup is almost complete and no one stopped it. Can we return to democracy? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about
about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Dan Schaefer joins us from the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political editor to talk about the changing times in the Republican world. Has professional wrestling taken over? We'll explain.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump government efficiency initiative, being spearheaded by billionaire Elon Musk, hit a snag.
A lawsuit brought by three federal unions resulted in a temporary agreement to prohibit the Treasury Department from sharing sensitive financial information. Two Treasury Department employees associated with Musk will continue to have read-only access to the data. That potentially includes the names, phone numbers, social security numbers, and bank information for millions of taxpayers. Peter Haralambos, ABC News, New York.
Federal judge in Maryland struck down the president's executive order ending birthright citizenship in the U.S., second judge to do so. So-called Proud Boys need a new name. A judge in Washington, D.C. awarded control of the trademark to D.C.'s Metropolitan AME Church after the group defaulted on a nearly $3 million vandalism judgment related to a December 2020 rally. A sixth person has died in the wake of the massive illegal fireworks explosion in Honolulu over New Year's. So far, 10 have been arrested. This is ABC News. Federal